This is Wade Rescue, the Chief Organizer Report on Leaders Assessing Plans and Mapping Out Progress. 30 Local 100 United Labor Union leaders gathered today for the 36th Annual Leadership Conference for the Union. This time in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Leaders were there from Little Rock and Warren, Arkansas, Dallas and Houston, Texas, Lafayette and New Orleans, points near and far in the three-state area. We met in Local 100's big 5,000-plus square foot union hall in Baton Rouge so that the members could see firsthand what had been done to improve the space and what still needs to be done. It was a hot mid-90s June day, but the 10-foot ceilings and thick cinder block walls made the large meeting room pleasant with five fans running. That is not to say the leadership won't take a harder look at the thousands needed to repair the air conditioner, but it was a lot better than folks had any reason to expect. They were surprised, and I felt lucky, or as I heard many of them, tell me you can't remember visiting your grandmother in country and hearing the ceiling and attic fans humming. A lot of time was spent in the morning reviewing our progress on living wage campaigns or more accurately moving the minimum wages up. In Houston, we had success in both our Head Start unit as well as moving the wages up past $10 per hour for our cafeteria workers. The lesson we had learned, according to Houston Office Director Earl Fitzsimmons, was to not try to grab all 30,000 workers in the district at once, but to concentrate on one segment after another. Having raised the hourly wage in the cafeteria, the union is now hunkering down to try to extend the hours from 7 to 8 and move people up more solidly. In Arkansas, the union with our allies are trying to push a statewide petition of workers and supporters to set the floor above $10 per hour. Winning an election could be difficult, but having our members who are state workers living in poverty is even harder. In Dallas and New Orleans, there have been efforts that have met with some success at establishing levels past $10 per hour for subcontract workers. But in those cities, especially New Orleans, the issue is enforcement. Once cleaning contracts we organized recently is now 6 months overdue on paying the new city standard of $10.55 per hour. I remember years ago a hotel union in San Jose, Monterey, saying they didn't want to support our living wage fight because then why would workers need a union? Turns out part of the answer is they would still need a union to actually get it. On other fronts, the union is preparing campaigns to advocate to get lead tested and removed from schools and workplaces to protect our workers, children, and clients. We're also going after nonprofit hospitals to hold them accountable for providing charity care, especially in Texas, where there's no expanded Medicaid, and elsewhere in our private sector contracts, where the deductibles are pricing our members out of the company-sponsored plans and into the penalties for not having Obamacare. Will we come up with the money to fix the air conditioner? I don't know. But we'll win some big campaigns because of leadership meetings just like this.